Rev It Up with John here. And we're at the 64th annual World of Wheels here in Kansas City, Missouri, with one of my favorite characters. I mean, I've been a fan of yours for years, so I'm not going to fan crush you on this, so just don't.
It's all good. That's my bad ear, bro. That's my bad ear. I didn't hear nothing right there.
You didn't hear nothing like that. So let me ask you this. So how was the show today?
Nah, show is awesome, man. Every time they do Autorama, no matter where they're at, it's always off the hook. A lot of people come out and support.
Yeah.
Family-friendly show. It's like the Baskin-Robbins of cars. You know what I mean?
Is,
they got 31 flavors here. And every time we do the show, man, we cannot do it without the fans, the support, the love. Everyone comes through, man. And not just from the fan side, from the vendor side, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's
all the people showcasing their stuff. So, I mean, you definitely feel the love all around. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the kind of shows I like. And the shows I like is where there's no fighting, no stabbing, no shootings. That works for me. That works for me. You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that. I can feel that.
Yeah, that works for me, man.
Oh, and but, I mean,
you know, the thing about Autorama, it's a family-friendly show. You know what I'm saying? So, got some for the kids, the adults, you know, the teenagers. You got it's all-around show. So,
That's great. Can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
And you know, the thing I noticed right away with you yesterday, obviously, we go to Autoramas for years. I've been doing these shows for years, everybody. And everybody's like, when is the celebrities going to be? Okay, 1-4, 2-6, whatever it is. You showed up last night, man.
Yeah. No, I come through, man. I try to show as much love as possible, man. Because, you know, the bottom line is, truthfully, without the fans, we can't do what we do. That's the straight up bottom line, man. Never forget where you come from.
That is just true, treat everyone with love.
You know what I'm saying? No matter who's who, what's what, just treat everyone with love.
Now I know you got to do the celebrity thing. You got everything going. Did you get a chance? You see any? Do you when you come to these shows? Do you recognize any vehicles? I mean, is there anything favorite of yours that you go?
I'm all over it, man. I'm all over it, man. I go around and
anything here stick up.
Yeah, I'm a Honda guy. You know, in real life, that's actually how my character in Fast and the Furious got hooked up with the Honda.
Yeah, because I had one in real life,
and I would pull up the set like that.
Okay.
So he'd be like, "Why don't we just put you in the Honda since you got a Honda?" And I was like, "That's all that we drive, man. Latinos got Hondas, you know what I mean?" Because it was like the cheapest, nicest car to afford. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Back in the day. So everyone and their mom had one of those. So everyone could relate. But no, I like all the cars, man. I'm a truck guy, low rider guy.
So there's nothing.
If the car looks good, I'm a fan.
And you're a fan of it.
Even if it don't run good, I'm a fan.
You're still a fan.
No, it got to run good. I might have lied.
I might have went too far there.
I might have went too far there. Yeah.
So then on the Honda, the Fast Furious, all that other stuff, what's the daily? What's your daily driver done?
No. Well, I'm sponsored by Toyota, so right now I drive a lot of Toyotas.
You drive a Toyota.
Yeah. I do have the Eclipse, though. We're doing a build on that right now, so it was funny because I know a lot of homies who have the replica cars and then people who have the actual car from Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
And seeing it so much and being around it so much, I was like, I got to have my own. So I finally went and I made my own car.
I'm
making my first one.
Well, this is your first one?
I got the green Mitsubishi Eclipse in the works right now.
All
right. And that's the most famous car from the franchise. So I was like, you know what? It's like some guys want their Rolex watch. I wanted my replica car.
That's what you and I talked about that the first night. That's why I grabbed it from you right away. I'm like, I got some other stuff signed by Fast and Furious. Everybody knows my collection.
You did a little sweep. I remember.
I came right away.
I think one of your hundreds was counterfeit, but that's all right.
It's all right. You know, I mean, I got it from someone.
Put a little pizza sauce on it. Nobody knows nothing.
Sorry, we'll go later. We'll make it all. It's all good. So you have been a part of so many movies. You are like one of those guys who's been around for a while, and in so many. A lot of people don't realize how many movies have you been part of? I don't even know, man.
I don't count or keep up. I just do the film, forget about them, and when they come out, they come out. You know what I'm saying? I can't. It was kind of funny. When I first got in the business, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I was all excited, and I can't believe I'm on a set. But now it's just a life.
It's just a life.
I feel excited. It's a blessing to get any movie. Yeah. But I'm saying you know, when it becomes a lifestyle, it just becomes normality to you.
Right. And the one thing I do have respect about you is you always were so, I only really got to meet you the other night. I mean, I've obviously seen you on sets and stuff before, but now I actually got to talk to you in person. You are so thankful and you are so grateful to fans and you always shake everybody's hand. I mean, that's the first thing I knew about you immediately. And as you've been doing, what age did you even get into that? And what made you get into it?
I was 15 when I got started. So it started off with the Taco Bell commercial and then it just took flight from there. I was in a acting class with an ex.
Talk about commercial.
Yeah, I know, right? And I wasn't the
yo. You said to make me laugh.
That wasn't the no. I wasn't the yo quiero Taco Bell dog. Just to be clear, you know what I'm saying? But
the first thing I thought of. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, no, I know. That to me. It's a Mexican thing, bro. It's a Mexican thing. Yeah, I'm playing. Hey, man, I don't even eat Taco Bell food, bro. That's how bad it is.
Oh man.
But Taco Bell's the worst version of Mexican food. You're better off at a taco truck. I promise.
It is. Oh my.
I'd rather go to a place that says tacos here.
Yeah,
and that's the it's always the hole in the wall spots that are the best eats.
There is. We're from up in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we got a whole demographic of all.
I know. I already know. Don't get me started. I already know.
Oh my god!
I read your pamphlet.
I know. Okay. The car scenes, chase scenes. What? I mean, all the things that you've been a part of, like as far as cars and chase scenes. Obviously, you know, the huge Fast and Furious franchise. What you got a favorite movie or car scenes that you ever do with car scenes, or is it just always?
Fast and the Furious was probably one of the best movies to be a part of and do because it was like we were partying on set a lot, hanging out, chilling. It was like really a family vibe.
That's what I'm asking about.
It was kind of like there was a moment where I was like, are we filming a movie? It was like that crazy. But I got to say, Fast and Furious was probably one of the funnest films to be a part of. And then every film is fun to be a part of, man, because, you know, what I love about my job is it's never the same place, never the same people, never the same thing. You never know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
And so that's the one fun part about the job. You know what I mean? Is that it's always something different.
Right. Is there any, obviously the famous thing is always the Fast and Furious. What you know, everybody knows about it. Is there any one movie that was your favorite besides take away the Fast?
Yeah. The one that paid the most.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, bro. I don't know. I don't really know how to answer that one because I got a lot of favorites.
You got a lot
of favorites.
Keep it real. Yeah.
Fast and Furious, you know, Bruce Almighty was cool. Training Day, The Purge.
Training Day was one of my favorites, too. I mean, we were just talking about that. I mean,
I got a couple.
It was just so funny. So when
I've been very blessed in my career to, you know, stay consistently working. So to say, like, a particular favorite, that's kind of hard to narrow down. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do. Is there any... You worked with it.
You didn't tell me you had the technical questions.
Man, no, I'm just rattling them off.
I'm just playing, bro.
It's easy, you know. I'm just playing.
It's the buildup.
It's all the buildup. Did you ever think it was going to take off as big as it did when your first part of one movie and it's going to just take
no,
off?
No. So when we first did Fast and the Furious, it was an independent movie.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it was going to be as big as it was. But one thing that I love about that movie, this is something that a lot of people don't realize. It was one of the first movies ever to bring a lot of the multicultural races together.
It was.
So it was one of the first movies ever where you had Black, white, Mexican, and Asian.
Yeah.
And they were all in the same movie because of the love of the cars.
Right.
So the cars were the heart of the movie. You know what I'm saying? To bring all these different. And that was one of the first movies that ever broke that barrier.
Yeah.
Where it had all different races in one film.
That was killer.
So that was one of the and your boy right here represented the Latinos.
Yes, you did, right? the opening scene was amazing.
Yeah. So that was cool, man, to be a part of the movie for so many barriers that it broke.
Yeah.
Just to be a part of that and you only live one time in your life.
Yeah.
Why not?
Now you've seen it go from obviously the beginning all the way to where we're at today. Of all the characters that came into play, all the additions that say, who do you think was the best, one of the best additions that came through? I mean, now you guys are going from street racing to superheroes of space. I mean, it's crazy, but.
I ain't going to lie to you, man. I just keep it real because I don't know any other way to keep it, but I'm not like a Fast and Furious fan of like, it got too superhero for me.
Yeah.
I tell people if you like superhero movies, you're still a Fast and Furious fan.
Yeah. It got a little carried away.
When they went to space in part nine and it just got too, I think part 11 is Cars Underwater. Part 13 is Cars Meet Dinosaurs. Part 14, I'm playing, but it just got too crazy for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm a fan of the originals, and I'm a fan when it stuck to its roots in the street racing.
Yeah.
But when it got CIA and Magnum PI and all this other stuff, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I there's some movies I do. It's funny where I say straight up, the movie sucked, but the check didn't suck.
Yeah. I mean, it's going through it now. And obviously you go through, I mean, we saw the huge crowds over here for you today. I mean, they were all the way around our booth here today, you know, for our stuff that we have going on.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for stuff like that, man. But I have, you know, I'm not Kevin Hart of The Rock. I just love people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just do what I do and it is what it is. Like, I don't know how to comment on that because again, I just love people, you know? And so I just, again, that, I don't care if you're the guy washing the dishes or the guy who owns the restaurant. I want to treat everybody the same.
Yeah, and even the guys here at Autorama told me the same thing about you, and it's 100% proven fact. I mean, that I just meeting with you, you're 100% real. I mean, there's no...
Man, let me give you some money, bro, because...
That's why the table's down here, bro. Yeah. No, it's good. I mean, we're glad to have you on here, and I know it's been a long day for you and everything else like that. What's next in your career? Where do you see you going next?
So right now I got a few things coming out. I just did a big movie with John Travolta and Quavo.
Yeah.
Got another movie coming out with French Montana. And then I got another movie coming out with some Disney stars that I just did. Another movie that's coming out. I got some stuff in the pipeline, yeah, making a documentary. So worked on a TV show too. And, so stuff is starting to, you know, kind of take place and happen or whatever, but again, just to work and stay working is a blessing.
Yeah. So I mean, you never really had time. You're always working. You always stayed working. You never really.
I try. Yeah. My manager made a joke. He said it's when they stop calling you, that's when you got to worry.
That's when you got to worry, right?
Yeah. And right now they're still calling, so I'm all right.
Well, I like that. You know, even the post that you have out there, the poster, you know, there a lot of people that knew you were in a lot of the movies, but they had no idea. I mean, when I went over to talk to you earlier, actually this morning we had set up your display again when it got knocked over. We were over there and somebody's like, man, I didn't know he was in The Mule. I didn't know he was in all this other stuff.
Yeah, I tell people I'm like the Mexican Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere, bro. I'm everywhere.
You are. I mean, it was, and then somebody even said, like, he was in Batman. He was in Dark Knight. I'm like, yeah, he was.
Yeah, they put a cholo in Gotham City. I don't know what they were thinking.
But I mean, you played it off. You played it off really good.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you get going here. I know you want to get back. It's been a long day, but man, thanks for kicking it with us here tonight.
No, a lot of love, man. Thanks for having me, man. And it's a lot of love. If you guys got Instagram, follow me on my Instagram at Actor Noel G.
Yeah.
And man, thanks for having me
on the stop of that. You know,
and my last words always is, you know, put God in your life, and the rest will work itself out.
When you said that this morning and last night, and you signed all the autographs, you signed all your autographs like that too.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything that I do without God. Yeah, so
that is great, man. And
so to each their own.
Yeah.
No judgment. I just saying for me, I couldn't do anything without Jesus Christ.
That is awesome, man. That is unbelievable. And you have been blessed, and it's great that you've been here, and all the fans love you. You can still see. Everybody's been here all day long waiting for
all Dennis. Four of them.
All four.
All love. All love.
No, it is all good. One thing we didn't even get to chat with you with. Obviously, we're here with the whole Evil thing. Do you remember anything about them?
Evil Knievel. Yeah, he was the famous dude that did all like the crazy. But he was the motorcycle guy, right?
Yep.
Him. He did all the crazy jumping. Broke bones and broke back and everything. Yeah. And he still did it after he did that.
Yeah, he still did after he did
that. And you know what I love about that? Because I always make a comment, you know, like whatever someone's trying to do, their purpose in life, trying to push forward.
Yeah.
Champions are champions because they never stop playing the game.
Right.
They broke bones. They made mistakes, but they never quit. And that's why they became the champions that they are.
That's
so I tell everybody, man, if you got a purpose, if you got something you're trying to birth out of you to put into the world, never quit playing the game, because that's how you'll be the champion that you're meant to be.
That's killer, man. And any other words of influence you want to give to any fans?
I said it already, man. Put God first in your life, get in that personal relationship with them, get to know them. And I promise you that your life will be better with God than without God.
That is great. You know, we get a lot of questions on the show, and I'm glad you said that. So
yeah, so it's a lot of love, man.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Those are my last words. I say, instead of keeping it gangster, keep it godster.
There you go.
That's
there
it.
You go. You may play the gangster, but you're a godster.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. All right.
All love, man. Much love, G. That's what's up. Love you guys. We out. Aha.
All right.
We're cool.
Go, man.